Step 7. Speak up and take action when there is a problem. Problems with quality of care and services. Problems can arise in any setting because no provider is perfect, just as none of us is perfect. While you can't expect perfection, you can and should expect your provider to respond to and do whatever they can to address your concern. Before you communicate your concern to anyone, start by gathering the details of the problem. It can help to write up a description of the problem before you talk to someone. Describe the facts of the situation using objective language. In addition, before speaking up, think about how you communicate. Avoid blaming individuals. The way you express your concern can build a bridge or a wall. Here are some approaches you can take to resolve problems. The strategies are not listed in any particular order. Speak to the attendant or staff person most directly involved. If the issue relates to something the attendant or staff person can control, it may be possible to resolve the matter at this level. Document your conversation. Talk to the staff person you were told to contact with any questions or concerns. If you don't know who that person is, start by speaking with the agency or facility social worker or service coordinator or ask whom the best person is to contact. Follow agency or facility policy for grievances. Find out if the agency or facility providing care or services to you has a grievance policy, it may be called something else, and what the policy is, then follow the policy. Ask a family member, friend, or member of your circle of support to give you suggestions on how to proceed and to even be with you when you're voicing your concerns. Ask for a special care or service plan meeting to discuss your concerns. Make sure someone with the authority to change things attends. Go up the chain of command. If speaking to the attendant or staff person most directly involved is not successful, work your way up. Speak to the supervisor, the administrator, director, manager of the agency or facility, to the person to whom the administrator, director, or manager reports. Document all conversations. Keep copies of any correspondence you receive. Unite with others who share the same concern. Many nursing homes, assisted living facilities, group homes, continuing care retirement communities, and public housing buildings have resident councils that work to address problems. Join with others who receive care and services from the same provider. If you're receiving services in your home, it is still possible, although more difficult, to connect with other consumers. If a case manager is coordinating your services, you can ask him or her to help you connect to others. Finally, advocacy organizations may also be of assistance. Other avenues to pursue. Many people successfully resolve their concerns using the approaches I just mentioned. Sometimes, however, you may need to turn to outside organizations, agencies, or programs to address the problem. For instance, the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. As we mentioned earlier, long-term care ombudsmen serve as advocates for residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities. In a few states, the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program also serves individuals receiving in-home services. Long-term care ombudsmen investigate and work to resolve resident concerns, provide information about residents' rights and facility responsibilities, and work for improvements in the long-term care system. Long-term care ombudsman services are both free and confidential. Other ombudsman programs. In some states, there are other types of ombudsmen who can help to resolve problems. These may include mental health ombudsmen, managed care ombudsmen, Medicaid ombudsmen, or developmental disabilities waiver ombudsmen. The best way to find out what, if any, other ombudsman programs exist in your state is to contact your state's Human Services Agency. To find out what agency it is and how to reach them, call area code 202-682-0100. Care managers. Care managers can also help to resolve problems. A private geriatric care manager will advocate on both the behalf of older adults and persons with disabilities and brings knowledge and expertise to a problem. Private geriatric care managers charge a fee for their services, and most will also bill for out-of-pocket expenses such as mileage. To get a list of private geriatric care managers in your state, call area code 520-881-8008. Centers for Independent Living, or CILs. As we've said earlier, CILs are organizations that provide services to maximize the independence of individuals with disabilities. They offer individual advocacy that may help you in resolving a concern. To learn what CIL is closest to you, call area code 877-525-3400. Protection and Advocacy Services, Client Assistance Programs. This federally mandated agency described earlier works to address concerns about care and services, rights, access to services, and more for people with disabilities, both in residential or community settings. To contact your state's Protection and Advocacy Services client assistance programs, call area code 202-408-9514. State agency that oversees or regulates the provider. In every state, an agency monitors or regulates providers that are licensed or certified. For many providers, that agency is the state survey agency we talked about back in Step 5. This agency is sometimes called the Licensure and Certification Agency. In some cases, as with home and community-based services or entities such as adult foster homes, the State Agency for Human Services may have the oversight. Whatever agency is responsible investigates complaints about care, services, rights, and other issues. You can work to get your problem corrected by filing a complaint. To get contact information for your state survey agency, contact the National Consumer Voice for Quality Long-Term Care at area code 202-332-2275. To find your state human services agency, call the American Public Human Services Agency at area code 202-682-0100. Make sure to provide the agency with detailed information in your complaint. Additional agencies and entities you can contact for assistance include Adult Protective Services, or APS. Adult Protective Services investigators investigate reports of abuse, neglect, or exploitation of endangered adults. Medicaid Fraud Control Unit. The duties of this unit include investigation of abuse and neglect of residents of long-term care facilities and theft of residents' personal funds. Quality Improvement Organizations. Quality Improvement Organizations, or QIO, work to improve the quality of health care for Medicare beneficiaries. As part of this job, the QIO is required to review care if a complaint is filed by a Medicare beneficiary regarding a Medicare-certified agency or facility. To get contact information for your state's Adult Protective Services Program, Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, and Quality Improvement Organization, contact the National Consumer Voice for Quality Long-Term Care at area code 202-332-2275. Licensing Boards. There are a variety of boards that license health professionals such as nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, nursing home administrators, doctors, and other healthcare professionals. These boards also investigate complaints filed against these individuals. Search for state professional licensing agency for your state online or in the telephone book. Law enforcement. Local law enforcement agencies are responsible for investigating crimes wherever they occur, including nursing homes or ICF-MRs. Legal assistance programs. Elder law firms. Private attorneys can often help get a problem resolved, help with an appeal, and assist you in seeking compensation and justice when you've been harmed or neglected by a provider. Elder law attorneys may be most helpful in this regard, as they focus their practice on issues frequently confronted by older adults, persons with disabilities, and their families. Check your telephone book for elder law attorneys. Legal Services Corporation Incorporated. Legal Services Corporation programs offer a wide range of civil legal assistance to those who meet certain financial criteria. For more information, call area code 202-295-1500. Senior Legal Hotlines. Free legal telephone advice is provided to people over 60 years of age in a number of states. Call the Center for Elder Rights Advocacy at area code 866-949-2372 to find out if your state has a senior legal hotline. Area Agencies on Aging. Each area agency on aging must arrange for legal assistance to be provided in its area. Call your local area agency on aging to find out who the legal services providers are in your area. What do you do about problems if you hire your own attendant? If you run into problems with an attendant whom you have hired and are paying completely out of your own pocket, there are fewer options to pursue. Nevertheless, the following approaches may help you address your concerns. First, use good communication skills to review your expectations with your attendant. Next, contact your local long-term care ombudsman and ask if the ombudsman program covers in-home services regardless of the funding source. Even if the program does not handle home care complaints, the ombudsman may be able to give you suggestions or strategies to try. Finally, remember if things aren't really working out, you can fire your attendant. While this is certainly not pleasant, it may be the best solution for both you and the attendant. Fear of retaliation. No matter where people receive care and services, the fear of retaliation is very real. individuals are often afraid to speak up about problems or concerns because they're afraid that they will make an attendant or staff person or provider angry, and that this anger will result in retaliation. While retaliation can and does exist, here are some points to consider. The fear of retaliation is often greater than its actual occurrence. It's important to weigh your concern about what might happen with your concern about what is happening right now. There is certainly no guarantee that retaliation won't occur, but there is a guarantee that nothing will change or improve if you don't speak up. Speaking up often results in better care and services rather than in retaliation. Frequently, the squeaky wheel really does get the grease. Building positive relationships with staff can reduce the likelihood of retaliation. And finally, connect with the long-term care ombudsman, the CIL, your local legal services program, or someone or other outside advocate. You can find out how to reach your local legal services program by calling area code 202-295-1500. Retaliation may be prevented if the ombudsman or another advocate tells the provider they expect the problem will be resolved and that they will be monitoring the situation closely. Problems with care and services being reduced, terminated, or not paid for. Sometimes the problem you may face relates to services being cut back, stopped, or not covered. You should always receive some type of written notice before there is a change in service. Examples of such changes include decisions to cut the number of hours of attendant care you receive weekly, stop physical therapy in a skilled nursing facility, or not pay for a service that you think should be covered. The notice will tell you how you can appeal if you disagree with the decision. Consumers often win these appeals. The local legal services program may provide help with these appeals. You can also check with the local long-term care ombudsman program or CIL. Nursing home transition. Nursing home transition refers to the process or sometimes a state program that helps individuals living in nursing homes who wish to move into a home in the community. During a nursing home transition, residents, often with assistance, arrange for the move and receive services that they need to be as independent as possible. The home may be an apartment where they live by themselves or with others, a group home, an assisted living facility, or another residential setting. If you want to leave your nursing home and return to the community, contact the home's social worker or your local long-term care ombudsman. You will be assigned a transition coordinator who will work with you to develop a plan for moving out. If you need your own housing, place your name on a waiting list as soon as possible. Your transition coordinator will assist you through the move and then check in with you for a period of time after you are in your new home. Conclusion. While the focus of this guide is on you, the person receiving or planning to receive long-term services and supports, your family or friends may play an important role in your care. Their assistance may make it possible for you to remain at home, or they may help you in advocating for quality services or both. Caregiving can be rewarding as well as difficult and stressful at times. For that reason, your caregiver should know that there's a wealth of resources available to support and assist him or her. Contact your local area agency on aging for information about educational materials, support groups, services, and more. In addition to advocating to improve your own care and services, you can advocate for improvements in the long-term care system. There are many state and national organizations that work to improve the availability, affordability, and quality of long-term services and supports. Joining and becoming active in one or more of these groups helps make the system better, not only for you, but for others as well. Additional information about national organizations and other resources are available online in our complete consumer guide at www.theconsumervoice.org.